The After Party by Ruth Kelly, read by Olivia Darnley and Eddie Toll. We're all one traumatic event away from the worst day of your life being reduced to your neighbour's favourite binge show. Eric Perry.
Now, 5th January. A cold mist drifts across the canals while the morning light breaks through. Everything is still. Everything is calm. Hans inhales deeply, the cool, crisp air clearing his lungs. He pulls the cord several times. The motor splutters and then roars into life, the rumble of the boat's engine shaking the dawn. Within minutes, it settles down into something more rhythmical, idling in a gentle chug, chug, chug. The water quietly lapping against the hull, sluicing the sides clean in anticipation of their daily excursion into the city. Hans has lived on the Amsterdam canals his entire life. His parents raised him on the water, and he's carried on the tradition, although he must do so alone now his wife has passed. Time is running away from him, and it's frightening. He clings onto the past with both hands, keeping the memory of his beloved Anouk alive by honouring their traditions and daily rituals. Every morning, come rain or shine, Hans eases his creaking body into the small sky blue boats moored to the side of his houseboat, in time to catch the sunrise. And this morning is promising something extraordinary. The temperature plummeted last night, and for the first time in years, the canals have frozen. Frost sparkles across the surface like diamonds. Luckily, it's still just a thin skin of ice. He revs the motor, the rudder whirls and the ice cracks as he steers the nose of the boat out towards the Amstel River. The noise of the ice breaking apart, the chink chink against the hull, it's immensely satisfying. Hans feels a rush of pride, for he's making his mark on the historic city, carving out the first inroad. Later the tourist boats will arrive, thousands of noisy weekenders choking up the canals with their rowdy behaviour and bad manners. He feels a surge of anger. How things have changed since he was a boy. He does what he can, mostly fishing out rubbish and occasionally scrubbing off graffiti. But he's getting too old for this. His body is letting him down, and he's uncertain how much longer he can go on. It's better not to think about it. He boxes away his bitterness and focuses on what he does have, a glorious city at his feet. And the moment feels special. So very special. He moves the rudder. His wrist twinges. The arthritic joints are protesting, seizing up with the cold. But he pushes through because up ahead is the bridge that marks a junction, where the Kaiserskracht ends and the Brooskracht begins. A seagull caws, circling above, coming to rest on a street lamp. Beady eyes watching him as he slows to make the turn. The purr of the engine suddenly louder as he enters the tunnel. The noise rises up, echoing all around him. The dank smell of canal water rushing to greet him. The tunnel is shiny with damp. Moss and lichen feed off the brickwork. Someone has graffitied the wall with obscenities. His insides tremble with rage. How much more of this can he withstand? He forces his attention back to the boat, for the ice is thicker here. He must be careful not to jam the motor. He slows the throttle. And then something up ahead catches his attention. Something colourful beneath the ice.
Gottverdomme, drunken tourists polluting my city with their steckerkens. They should be fined and punished, banned from my country.
Hans mutters under his breath, and then kills the engine.